The Green, Chapter 1, Trouble on the Flight to Mars.
I wasn't totally surprised about ending up in the Fialop Fair security shed, but I certainly didn't plan on an insane security guard screaming at me, and I definitely didn't plan on him calling my mother or having her escort me out of the fair. It just worked out that way. My name is Jason Green, and I guess you could say that I'm a goofball.
I go to the Fialop Fair pretty much every October. I'm 13 now, but the fair's been going on as long as I can remember. Fialop is a small town not too far outside of Seattle. I've lived here my whole life. Fialop is pronounced Fialop. I get excited about the Fialop Fair every year because it's got all kinds of great things to do.
There's skeetball, roller coasters, and this cow made entirely out of butter. You have to see it to understand. But my absolute favorite thing about the fair is the flight to Mars. It's this ride that's supposed to be like taking a trip to Mars and back. You sit in an electric car that goes around a track. You pass by all these glow-in-the-dark Martians and giant robot spiders. There's fake fog and flashing lights, too. The car jerks you around on the track. Sometimes you're facing backward, so you don't know what's going to happen next. I must have ridden the flight to Mars at least 100 times. A couple of months before the fair, I got this great idea in my head. What if I dressed up like an alien and went inside the flight to Mars? What if I jumped out and scared one of the passengers? Funny, right? I told my best friend Calvin about my plan. He liked the idea so much that he helped me create the costume. We searched my house until we found the right gear. First, I put on some old silver ski clothes. Then, I colored my face green with glow-in-the-dark paint. I made antennae with one of Mom's headbands and some glow sticks. To top everything off, I put on a set of giant fangs. Calvin and I thought the costume was pretty scary. After all, I had a green face and giant fangs. If I saw something with a green face and fangs, it would scare me. I was very excited while I waited in line at the flight to Mars. Our car came up and Calvin and I hopped in. The guy loading us looked like he was working on an assembly line or something. He didn't even glance up at us. I was surprised that he didn't notice me. I was dressed as an alien with fangs. Our car sped away into the darkness. Once we passed the stuffed green monster, I squeezed out of my seat.
"Good luck, man,"
Calvin said in a serious tone, bumping knuckles with me. "I'll see you outside."
"Thanks,"
I said. I crossed the track and crouched down on the other side of the monster. The first few cars came by. They were filled mostly with kids and their parents. Then I heard them. The voices of two girls were coming my way. It was perfect. And I attacked. I screamed as I jumped in front of their car. Maybe my costume was too scary. Maybe my fangs were too realistic. Maybe my sounded too convincing. Whatever the reason, the two girls freaked when they saw me. They started screaming and crying within a few seconds. I backed off and ran. But even with me out of sight, they kept crying. They'd pass by and were far down the ride. I could still hear them like they were right next to me. I figured that now was probably a good time to get out of the flight to Mars. But the place was pitch black. Finding the exit was nearly impossible. So I tripped again. This time I fell into a pile of garbage. And then the lights came on. This was bad for a couple of reasons. First of all, I saw how everything in the ride worked. I saw all the wires, the fake Martians, and the cheesy lights. The second piece of bad news was all the damage I'd caused. It wasn't pretty. But the bigger issue was the guard who had burst into the ride and found me right away. I didn't even have a chance to run. His huge hand picked me up by the shirt. I was still holding a plastic spider leg under my arm, too. When I got outside, Calvin was gone, but the two girls I had scared were right out front. They were crying and their parents glared at me.
Scaring two little girls makes you feel pretty big, huh?
The father said as I passed. This was not going to end well.